Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The left fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marino Pieretti. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Marino Pieretti. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Colloway. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Colloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baker moves to third. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive towards short. Christman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baker scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman takes first base on ball 4. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pieretti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey takes first base on ball four. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yost moves to third. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's Senators, 1, White Sox, 1. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. McBride scores. It's 2-1, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. York hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Christman hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Christman for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly moves to third. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McBride. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Philly scores. Tucker moves to third. It's Senators, 2, White Sox, 2. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dickey strikes out. One out. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a line drive into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tucker scores. Callaway moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti fires over to first and Vernon drops the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Callaway scores. Lopat moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti is 0 for 1 in the game. Pieretti hits a line drive towards third. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Philly reaches second base with a double. York moves to third. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. York scores. Philly moves to third. Tucker moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Milo Candini now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Philly scores. One out. It's 6-2, White Sox. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman misplays the ball. That's an error on Christman. Tucker moves to third. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McBride hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Appling hits a line drive towards the mound. Candini reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Callaway hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Evans scoops up the ball and tags Callaway for the out. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Milo Candini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candini hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Candini moves to second. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Wright picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Wright. Candini scores. Yost goes all the way around to score. Lewis moves to third. It's 6-4, White Sox. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lewis scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, White Sox. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0-for-3 in the game. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-3 in the game. Pretty strikes out. 1 out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Case pinch runs for Mark Christman. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Callaway catches it and throws to first to double up Case. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.